You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm Major Sam Peters, Republican nominee for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. It's time to send someone to D.C. that'll fight for America first in Congress. This election cycle, don't forget, Democrats gave us massive inflation, $5 gas, millions of illegal immigrants, increased crime, lies, mandates, and silence from our federal representative. Not on my watch. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for America first. I'll bring down inflation, secure our borders, and hold our government accountable. Because enough is enough. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
We're going to switch gears over the course of the next few minutes because we now know that the CDC wants to add COVID vaccines to the schedule of required vaccinations for kids. I mean, young kids. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been tracking this, and you've got I don't know if you have a complete number, but a lot of governors are pushing back on this thing.
Yeah, it's good to be a Republican governor right now because they are the real leaders, the shakers and movers, if you will, I think, in the country, like Glenn Youngkin, of course, DeSantis in Florida, and hopefully Carrie Lake if she wins in Arizona. But Youngkin said that, hey, come on, COVID-19 mandates should be in our rearview mirror right now. And the decision to vaccinate a child against COVID-19 is, at least in Youngkin's case, for Virginia parents to make what's best for them and their family, not the CDC and government mandates. And I think that is a real positive for Republicans coming into the election in 18 days right now, because at least 20 other states have already prohibited COVID-19 shots from being mandated for students to attend school. So it's a growing trend, and hey, I mean, that's almost half the country right there.
Well, and this may be one of those things where red states do it one way and blue states do it another. The fact is that there are a lot of governors. I'm willing to bet mayors and superintendent of schools and different things like that, school boards that are going to opt out of this thing because the science just isn't there yet.
And I think this is good for Lombardo's campaign because, of course, being the Republican candidate, if he wins, that he would provide resistance as well to go against the CDC. And the data is out there. To deny the data that's on planet Earth on this this global pandemic, it makes the CDC look very political, very small in a lot of people's eyes, and they just, I don't know, maybe these unelected bureaucrats, maybe they've invested in some of these pharmaceutical companies because it makes no sense whatsoever. The data is in.
Yeah. Yeah. Dr. Marty McCary went on about this yesterday on Fox News Channel. We'll try and let you hear from him coming up in just a little bit. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It's Friday. It is Friday on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Yeah, it is Friday, and it is crowded on the freeway right now on Interstate 15 southbound. Through that construction zone, you are traveling, looking to be about 35 miles per hour. You're pretty much bumper to bumper between Flamingo and Tropicana there on Interstate 15 southbound. We're also seeing some congestion on the north side as well. You know there's lane restrictions there between Warm Springs and Hacienda on Interstate 15 northbound. And that has a domino effect because even those people who are transitioning from Interstate 215 west, merging to 15 north, they're getting caught up in all of those slow flows as well.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with the KMZQ Sports Flash powered by the Score app. The Raiders host the Texans this Sunday. Vegas 1-4, Houston 1-3-1. Vegas wide receiver Hunter Renfrow sat out Thursday's practice with a hip injury. He returned in Week 5 after missing a pair of games with a concussion. NHL last night, the Vegas Golden Knights exploded for 4 goals in the first period and beat Winnipeg 5-2. Vegas 4-1-0 with the win. Jack Eichel scored twice. William Karlsson and Jonathan Marchessault with a goal and an assist each. The Knights are back home tomorrow night hosting Colorado. Home on Monday as well against Toronto. UNLV football looking to snap a 2-game slide. They're 4-3 overall, 2-2 in the conference, on the road this Saturday at Notre Dame. Nevada football looking to snap a 5-game losing skid. They're home tomorrow night hosting San Diego State. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ Talk Radio done right.
In Joe Biden's America, crime is out of control. Left-wing politicians open the prison doors. They defund the police. And anti-gun radicals like Steve Sisolak want to take away your right to self-defense. Steve supports California-style gun bans, magazine bans, and Sisolak helped criminalize the private transfer of firearms. That's why Steve Sisolak earned an F rating from the NRA. But Sheriff Joe Lombardo supports your right to self-defense. Sheriff Lombardo helped repeal Clark County's blue card handgun registration. Lombardo is a hunter, and he supports more access for hunting and shooting. Endorsed by the NRA, Joe Lombardo will defend your rights. For governor, elect Sheriff Lombardo.
Paid for by NRA Political Victory Fund. No candidate approved this communication. NRAPVF.org.
I'm Stavros Anthony, Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote this November. After spending nearly 30 years as a Metro Police Captain, I decided that the radical left had too much power in Southern Nevada. In fact, the entire Las Vegas City Council was made up of Democrats. And though I was a Republican, I ran anyway, and I won, becoming the only Republican at the time to serve on our City Council. Through the years as both a regent for our system of higher education and as a member of the City Council, I fought to streamline spending, invest in our public safety, improve our infrastructure, and balance our budgets. Today, the Democrats have the same stranglehold on Carson City as they once did on the City Council, and it's time once again for a change. As our next Nevada Lieutenant Governor, I will fight for safe streets, low taxes, new job opportunities, and a balanced state budget. Learn more and get involved at StavrosForNevada.com. I'm Stavros Anthony, candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote. This ad was paid for by Stavros for Nevada.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, in just a bit, we will be giving away a pair of tickets to Meat Loaf's Bat Out of Hell, the musical, which is running right now at Paris, Las Vegas. And I'll have a pair of tickets to give away. We'll tell you how to do it here in just a little bit. First of all, I want you to hear from Dr. Marty McCary. He is one of the Fox News. He's kind of the Sanjay Gupta of Fox News and was on with John Roberts. And his reaction to the CDC adding COVID vaccine to a schedule for kids, this is unbelievable if they try and do this. And as gentleman Jim mentioned, 20 states have already said, no, we're not going to do that. This was Dr. Marty McCary yesterday on Fox News Channel.
This decision by the CDC, Doc, is not binding, though, as we saw during the pandemic, there were a lot of states that were very quick to adopt CDC recommendations. You got a lot of thoughts about this. What do you think?
Well, we saw the same thing with school policy. The CDC argued they didn't close schools. They just sent out the guidance. But, of course, local authorities often will blindly follow whatever the CDC does. And if the CDC is truly putting this on the vaccination schedule, as they just voted to do, this will be the first ever vaccine where there's no evidence to show a reduction in disease in the community. So that's not a very good milestone. It threatens the credibility of MMR and polio and many of the other vaccines for which it's taken 50 years to build public trust.
Yeah, you know, Dr. Vinay Prasad at the University of California at San Francisco echoed what you just said, saying that adding COVID could shake public confidence overall in childhood vaccines. He tweeted out, quote, "It will be a catastrophic error if they add it. They will do more in a single day to erode routine vaccination than 25 years of a devoted irrational movement." That would be the anti-vax movement. You have to have perspective as a scientist. MMR shots are more important than COVID-19 shots for kids. Incompetence, he wrote. Do you believe that this could have a lot of parents saying, well, listen, we don't know a whole lot about this COVID test or this COVID vaccine or a booster, so why should we get any vaccines?
Well, that's a concern. I mean, right now parents are asking, where is the clinical data to support this vaccine in young, healthy children? For the new Omicron vaccine, which is the current vaccine that is being recommended, the human trials were never made public. Instead, Pfizer gave a Moderna top-line announcement in a press release, and the underlying data is top secret. And Dr. Califf at the FDA and Dr. Jha at the White House and Dr. Rochelle Walensky, shame on them. That data should be public information. Why is it top secret? Many of us believe because it's similar to the baby vaccine data. It was not favorable. It showed no clinical benefit. So 94% of Americans have said no to this new Omicron vaccine because the clinical trial data is not public.
Well, we heard from the president and his White House, follow the science, follow the science, follow the science. We heard that from Anthony Fauci, follow the science. Is the White House, is the FDA, is the CDC following the science here? Or are they just blindly pushing out these recommendations?
Well, there's this sort of indiscriminate vaccine enthusiasm where all vaccines are good. And the reality is the risk-benefit ratio changes by age. And when you talk about young, healthy people, especially young, healthy men, you've got basically a risk of myocarditis of 1 in 5,000 to 1 in 10,000 people who get it. And when you're talking about 50 million children, John, you're talking about thousands of kids that could be dealing with myocarditis. And the Israeli study in the New England Journal of Medicine said that one out of the 283 cases they studied demonstrated an ICU stay and a subsequent death. So there will be unintended harm from a broad adoption without showing clinical benefit.
That's Dr. Marty McCary yesterday with John Roberts on Fox News Channel. And I'm just going to say, this is scary to me because now you have to, I mean, we already have doubt sown into our society about COVID, about flu shots, shingles, pneumonia, any of those things. You got to say, maybe we need to take a second or third or fourth look at these things and see if there is clinical benefit, if there is a benefit that will end up saving lots of lives. That's going to be important. Oh, speaking of important, it's important that I unload a pair of tickets to go see Meatloaf, Bat Out of Hell, the musical, which is running right now. At Paris, Las Vegas. I've got two tickets right now to caller number four. Caller number four at 844, the number two, Nevada, That's 844-263-8232. Caller number 4 will be our winner today, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Over the past 2 years, Catherine Cortez Masto voted for all of Joe Biden's trillions in inflationary spending, funding wasteful projects in other states that don't help Nevada. Cortez Masto allowed 2 million to be sent to Iowa.
We don't need a ski resort in Iowa. We need affordable groceries.
15 million to New Jersey.
A soccer stadium in New Jersey doesn't help my family. We need lower taxes.
140 million to Florida.
A fancy spa in Florida? Hey, Senator, how about stopping inflation?
Costly Catherine Cortez Masto backed all of Joe Biden's reckless spending. And to pay for it, she helped Biden pass $20 billion in higher taxes, even on Nevadans making less than $75,000 a year. Reject costly Catherine Cortez Masto. Too costly for Nevada. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Have you experienced hearing loss? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Have you had trouble hearing in crowded places like bars and restaurants and sporting events? Has this hearing loss caused you to drop out of conversations? For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting next to me. Not three or four seats away, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. I had to do something about it. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? It's time to get prepared for the changes coming in 2023 to Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Don't take advice from Joe Namath or call a toll-free number. If you'd like to learn about getting money back on your Social Security or the new spending cards, just call Blue Sky. When you call Blue Sky at 702-410-8020, you'll deal with local agents that value your privacy. Your phone number won't be bought, sold, or shared, and you'll only deal with Steve or Amy. Call now to schedule your review of your Medicare coverage. Call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That number is 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time, 702-410-8020. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth an opportunity pack.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Congratulations to Victor Kessler. Like the bourbon. Kessler bourbon. Kessler and Coke. Yeah. Victor Kessler wins a pair of tickets to see Bat Out of Hell, the musical. And congratulations. That'll be a great experience for you at Paris, Las Vegas. Good folks. I love giving away tickets. People are so appreciative. I mean, in this day and age when everything costs more, to be able to make somebody's life a little bit better, that's pretty cool. One of the things we've been talking about is the midterm elections. We've been talking about it for months now, and now we're right on top of it. Tomorrow is the start of early voting. And we know the local perspective. We had a chance to visit with Keith Skipper, the National Director of Regional Communications. And one of the things I want to do is I want to give you the national perspective, what we can expect. Less than 3 weeks to go. This is cut number two, by the way. And this is Sean Hannity. It's not his first political rodeo. He sizes up the midterms less than 3 weeks away.
All right, the countdown continues. There it is, 19 days until you send a message to Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi, Chuckie Schumer, and all the Green New Deal radical socialists in Congress. Are you happy with record-high gas prices? Are you happy with a 41-year record high of inflation? Are you happy with the open borders of Joe Biden? Are you happy with record violent crime, record robberies, record murders? How has the left's defund, dismantle, no bail law agenda worked out for you? Are you happy with woke propaganda being taught in your kids' schools? Are you happy with how the war in Europe is being conducted? Are you happy with how Joe Biden withdrew from Afghanistan? Are you better off today than when before Joe Biden became president? Now, tonight, there is literally nothing positive that I can see that Democrats can run on. They have done nothing that improves the quality of your life. They have done nothing to make this country a better place. It is no wonder Republicans are surging in the polls. Here's a quote from the Wall Street Journal. Republican midterm prospects brighten in the closing weeks of the election. Even the New York Times, quote, Democrats feared Red October has arrived, and they see the writing is on the wall, and now liberals are looking for a scapegoat. According to reports, Joe Biden will, in fact, be the fall guy if Democrats get wiped out. Now, let me say this in defense of Joe Biden. It's not just Joe. As a matter of fact, I think he's just taking orders. It's pretty much the entire Democratic Radical Socialist Party. It's the climate cult. They're all in this together. You know, everyone, by the way, in a tight race is avoiding him like the plague. That is, we have one exception. That's right. The trust fund brat in a hoodie, John Fetterman, finally took his working man, you know, hoodie off for a day, his Halloween costume, and put on a suit and tie to meet Joe Biden. Apparently, Fetterman is the only Democrat, frankly, dumb enough to appear with the president in person.
I just love that. John Fetterman is such a joke. If he gets elected, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania need to have their head examined. I mean, there ought to be mandatory brain scans to see if there is any signs of life. It's that bad. And you know what's interesting? For instance, Carrie Lake, great candidate, running for governor in Arizona, was on Newsmax last night. And you know, well, we were talking about the CDC and their new mandate for COVID shots for young students, for young people. That's absolutely stupid at every level. And in fact, let's go to cut four real quick. See if we can squeeze this in. This is Carrie Lake. Was on Newsmax last night. She says that if elected, she will not allow the CDC to bully, to mandate COVID shots for young students. This was Carrie Lake last night on Newsmax.
A record number of early voters out there, ladies and gentlemen, are already heading to the polls. One of the states already voting is Arizona. Trump-endorsed gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake joining me right now. Thank you so much. First, I want to thank you and your staff for making this happen. I know how busy things are on the trail Before we get to your race, I want to discuss a few issues that are on top of voters' minds, I believe. A CDC panel recommending adding the mRNA China virus shot to the list of recommended children's vaccines. This is being done despite published and peer-reviewed data outlining concerns for certain age groups, despite the virus data showing that the mortality rate for children is near zero, and despite having no 3, 5, or 10-year studies outlining the vaccine's impact on human beings. If you're elected governor, will you force children to get the China virus jab as a condition of attending GovEd?
Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, when I first heard this a couple of nights ago, as a mother, I was horrified and I immediately stepped out. I happened to be with a gaggle of reporters and I said, just for the record, this will not be happening in Arizona. Our children are not guinea pigs. This is an experimental shot. We have the intelligence to do a little research on it. We've seen the VAERS reports. Even though the media is not covering it and the media is part and parcel to pushing this agenda, we're not going to force our children to get an experimental shot that when you even look at the whether this works, the efficacy of it, it's questionable. Look at who's getting COVID in record numbers, the people who've already gotten the shots. And then we look at our young, healthy population, Chris. You see these soccer players who have the healthiest hearts on the planet, and they're dropping dead on the field after getting these shots. You're seeing people who've had no health problems after they get the shots. They all of a sudden have a plethora of health problems. We will not be forcing any child to get an experimental shot in order to get an education, not in Arizona. We will push back against these unelected bureaucrats in the CDC and every other government agency. They are not elected by the people, and they do not control the people.
Yeah, my opinion is, as a conservative, we ought to be data-driven in decisions concerning public health. It's got to be data-driven and science-driven, not politically driven. And it's been driving me bonkers seeing politics getting into medicine.
And the data has been terrible on this shot. And we know that a lot of the people in these government agencies have their tentacles wrapped up in big pharma. We need to separate those two and do true, pure science based on true fact.
Yeah. Carrie Lake. I tell you, she's amazing. And by the way, when she is elected, I firmly believe she will be elected. She's got Big Mo on her side and still, 18 days till election day. I think it is entirely possible that she's going to win, and she's going to win going away, not by 1 or 2 points, but by 5 to 7, because she is so good, and she is so good on the stump. Amazing. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Which pill will you be forced to take on November 8th? The red or the blue? Neither's going to be good for you. I've watched these two political parties drive us into $31 trillion in debt, deficit spending, inflation, gas prices, the southern border out of control, a water and electrical crisis in our midst. How much more of this can we stand? I'm with us. I'm Barry Lindemann. I'm running for the U.S. Senate. Look for Lindemann. Vote for Lindemann. You can find me at nvsenateseat.com. Paid for by Barry Lindemann, Senate candidate.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Las Vegas, you deserve more,
And with United Healthcare, you'll get more. Annual enrollment is October 15th through December 7th.